Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. But also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simplified. Head over to PrizePicks.com and use the promo code SGP for a 100% deposit match up to $100. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io. That's SoBet.io. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head to betterfantasy.com/SGP. That's B-E-T-T-O-R fantasy.com/SGP. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and free podcasts. This is the final time you will hear that music on the Soccer Gambling Podcast in 2021. We are covering match day 6 here in the Champions League. This is your key game show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. Also follow the Twitter account for BetMUFC. It's at BetMUFC. At BetMUFC, that's where we'll be looking at the Man United game. We'll also be looking back at the Man United versus Palace game and looking at how Man United may fare in the Champions League this season. To get all of my additional content, check out my website, lockbetting.com. That's lockbetting.com. Sign up now at the start of the month to get a full month of content. My website diverts to a Patreon site. That's where I release all of my plays. I use Patreon because it's easy to use and it allows me to be fully tracked and transparent. That's because underneath every post, members can comment. That's particularly important for the P&L spreadsheet because I have 102 months in a row of transparent track profit. That means for over 8 years, I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting and it is legitimate. Therefore, had I taken any plays out or added any plays in or fiddled with my P&L in any way, my members would have picked up on it via the Patreon service and commented underneath the bottom. That's why I use the site. It's fully transparent. All of my plays are there forever. Every single post is there forever. There's no sending plays through a group chat or sending plays through an email service where all of a sudden they vanish and you can't look back on them year by year. With my plays, everything is there. Every single spreadsheet, every single post. Therefore, that's why the 8 years plus of of profits, 102 months of profits, is 100% legitimate, and you can be part of month number 103. Sign up now at the start of the month. Sign up at the start of the month because Patreon bills you as soon as you sign up. So if you sign up now on the 7th or you sign up on the 14th or the 21st, you'll be billed the same amount as people that signed up early, and you'll be billed again on January the 1st. So sign up now, get the full month of content. Well, not the full month because you've already missed a week, but get 23 days of content here in the month of December. You've got the end of the Champions League for 2021, match day 6. You've got all of domestic soccer action. We know how hectic the EPL gets over Christmas. You've got the NBA season. We're making money nearly every single night in the NBA. And of course, you have the end of the NFL regular season. We have 10 winning weeks so far in the NFL, having a very, very good season. So you can be a part of all of that by signing up over at lockbetting.com. Moving on with this edition of the Champions League. Now, over at lockbetting.com, this is tricky because we are riding futures. And when you're riding futures and you're looking at plays here for match day 6, often you have to take those futures into consideration. Let me give you an example. We have Real Madrid to win the group as part of a parlay. Real Madrid are playing Inter Milan, so we need Real Madrid to not lose that game. Over at lockbetting.com, we would be taking a semi-hedge on Inter Milan to make sure that we win the group parlay. But here over on the Soccer Gambling Podcast and for new clients over at lockbetting.com, we would be going in the direction of recommending a win for Real Madrid. Let me give you another example. Earlier on in the season, our lock was Bayern Munich to win their group. On some of the extra plays that we released, we took Bayern Munich in a dual forecast with Barcelona, meaning Barcelona needs to be the other team to qualify with Bayern Munich for the group. I no longer believe that will happen. Over at lockbetting.com, that will be a hedge. Over here for Soccer Gambling Podcast people and for new clients over at lockbetting.com, that would be an individual play on Barcelona to not make it through to the next round of the Champions League. So I'm spoiling things a little bit moving ahead, but I want to make that clear for my clients. This is a very, very different week where we're hedging futures that are sitting in excellent positions, as we always are. We always make a ton of money with our Champions League futures and our NFL futures and any futures that we really do, because we hit those at 81% all time across the last 8 years. But this is a different show for you guys because you're coming in fresh and playing the plays as if you didn't have any futures. Although those guys that listen just here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, you would have a couple of futures that have already cashed, such as a 1.5 unit play on Bayern Munich to win their group. As this is the key game show, we're going to skip over the early Tuesday night action. Man City and PSG have already qualified from the group, with Manchester City as the winners of the group. So we start with AC Milan versus Liverpool, where AC Milan here are the 23-20 favourites to win the game. It's 11-4 the draw, and it's 5-2 on Liverpool. Lots of reasons why Milan are favourites against Liverpool. First of all, Liverpool don't need anything here from this group. They've already won it with 5 wins out of 5. And that's a really big achievement because this is a really hard group when you're looking at AC Milan, Atletico Madrid and Porto being in the group. Some would label it as the group of death. And Liverpool have come through a very tough group as group winners, as have Manchester United come through a very tough group as group winners. So they won't need to play their players here. And as for Milan, it is a must-win situation. This Milan team looked dead and buried in the Champions League until they got a late winner against Atletico Madrid. Atletico Madrid was suffered for their own negativity. They looked at the Liverpool result against Porto. Surprisingly, Liverpool put out a pretty decent side in that game, playing the likes of Mo Salah, and ended up beating Porto and doing everybody a favour. Atletico Madrid, despite being the home team, decided to sit on that result, knowing that if they got the draw against AC Milan, they could then get the draw in his final game against Porto, and that will be enough to put them through. Well, they didn't get the win against Milan. Milan ended up getting a late winner in that game, and that now puts Milan in third place. Now, Porto, if they do beat Atletico Madrid in their game, they end up finishing second in the group. But if Milan win and there is anything other than a Porto win, so that includes Atletico winning or a draw, then Milan will be the team that goes through. This Milan win would end any hopes of Atletico Madrid qualifying for the next round of the Champions League, which would be a monumental upset. But I think Liverpool will go much weaker in this game than they did against Porto. And I think that, combined with Milan's desperation to win and the fact Milan are capable of doing that because they've had such a good season so far, means that Atletico Madrid will go out And I think Milan will probably go through, as I don't think that Porto will win that game. But we'll talk about that when we get there. For this particular leg, I think Milan will do their part and win this game. Milan have won 3 of the last 4 competitive games. Liverpool wrapped up top spot here and have a hectic schedule ahead, and that's important. Last time, I was surprised that they played top players. This time, we're heading to the Christmas period, the most hectic period in all of world football. Everybody knows the Christmas period in the EPL is absolutely manic. It actually puts off some players. Well, it has done in the past. The money's now become ridiculous. But in the past, certain players wouldn't come to the EPL because of the winter, and particularly the winter schedule over Christmas, where you play 4 games in 10 to 12 days. So that's what Liverpool have coming up ahead. And I really don't think that they'll play their players here in Milan. It's different playing your players in front of your home supporters, Anfield players, people that have bought tickets with the expectation to see your top players, and they want to get you a positive result. You don't want to let down 45,000 people that turn up to watch you. But in this instance, you're going away to Milan. You're not going to have any supporters there. You've got a big hectic schedule coming ahead. You've already won the group. And I think that Liverpool will let this game go by the wayside. Liverpool may still score, though. They have scored in every competitive game this season. And I think even if the scrubs are out there, Liverpool should be able to score a goal in this game. So both teams to score does appeal as an individual play. Both teams scored in the reverse fixture, which was a 3-2 win for Liverpool. Both teams to score has landed in 6 of Milan's last 10 games, and they have scored in all of those. And Milan have also scored in all of their home games this season, and the visitors have scored in all of their games. So strong statistical data here to support both teams scoring as well. But given the situation, I'm going to lean on AC Milan to get this done here on the money line, given the fact there's absolutely nothing on the game for Liverpool, which is a massive contrast to what's on the game here for the hosts, AC Milan, in this one. Up next, we look at that other game in this group where Porto are playing Atletico Madrid. Porto are the 8-5 favourites to get the win. It's 23-10 in the draw, and it's 17-10 here on Atletico Madrid. This is a real tough game to call. Atletico could win and it could mean nothing because AC Milan have beaten Liverpool's B team. So Atletico really put themselves in a bad position with the concession of that last goal, which is very, very strange because never, I don't think, has a goal been more important in the Champions League this season than that late goal for AC Milan. Now, you get argument that Man United have scored a lot of late goals via Cristiano Ronaldo that have been key. Everybody will fish around for late goals around the Champions League. But look what it's done. Atletico Madrid coasting to a draw. AC Milan going out of the Champions League. And this would mean that Atletico Madrid just need a point in this game. A goal is scored. Suddenly, AC Milan are alive in this competition. They can benefit by winning their game against Liverpool. And any result other than a Porto win sends AC Milan through. Atletico Madrid now are all but out. They need to win this game and need a favour from Liverpool's B team. That's how much their fate has changed as a result of one goal. Doesn't change too much for Porto, other than the fact that this is now a must-win game for them. Had Atletico Madrid got that draw and Porto lost that game to Liverpool, they would have needed to beat Atletico Madrid here. And the only difference being is that the other game wouldn't have mattered. This would have been a straight shootout, but Milan's goal puts them into the equation. So for me, that goal is absolutely massive. For this particular game, I don't think the two teams can afford to sit back. So I expect this to be a little bit more of an open game, perhaps not for the first 20-25 minutes, but inevitably I think it will open up and I think we'll see both teams scoring. Atletico Madrid certainly don't have the defence they had in the past, proven by the fact they conceded that late goal against AC Milan and the fact that they blew a 1-0 lead at the weekend at home at the Wanda to Real Mallorca and ended up losing that game 2-1. So not only did they concede an equaliser with 10 minutes to go, they ended up losing in injury time. So this defence has lost a lot of respect, particularly this season. Last season they were champions, but we're really seeing issues with Atletico Madrid closing out results. Both teams have scored in Porto's last 6 games at home as of late. Atletico are on a run of just 1 victory in 4 matches, and Porto have won their last 5 home games in all competitions. So if I was to lean anybody to win this game, I think Porto would win it. A lot of money is going to go on Atletico Madrid. You may get a better price on Porto tomorrow. People are going to automatically look at this Atletico Madrid team in this spot and think there'll be a reaction. I don't. This is going to be a little bit of a bad result for our futures. I think this will be one of the ones we don't cash, taking a dual forecast here with Atletico and Liverpool. But we've already cashed Liverpool as the group winners anyway. And this is one I'm quite willing to lose. I think I know that Atletico Madrid's fate is sealed. I think I could say the same for Barcelona as well. It's going to be a bad, bad week for Spanish teams in the Champions League, because there's a real possibility we lose Atletico Madrid, Barcelona and Sevilla from this competition. So, and maybe even Villarreal as well. So very, very bad week for Spanish teams. They had five teams in the group stages of the Champions League, and we could be losing four of them. And it's by no means a guarantee that all of them will be dropping down to the Europa League either, when you look at the fact that Sevilla are starting this round of games bottom of their group. So moving on from this group, we move on to the only Spanish team that look like they are going through to the next round of the Champions League. Real Madrid will be in the last 16 and they'll be looking to get there as the group winners. They are the 6-5 favourites to get that win over Inter Milan. It's 13-5 the draw and it's 21-10 on Inter. Both of these teams have already qualified, as I mentioned at the top of the show. For my clients, we need Real Madrid to see this out and to win this group. That means they only need a point to win it. I feel like they'll get a better result than that. I think they'll win this game given their current form. So that's a play for new clients and for listeners here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. This Real Madrid team are unbeaten in 11 and have won their last 8. Inter actually hate playing Real Madrid. They have lost each of their last 3 meetings with Real Madrid, and Real Madrid have won 2-1 in 5 of the last 10 matches. So this feels like a 2-1-y type of game, and the fact you're getting that at 9-1 is certainly worth a sprinkle here in this game. All we need is for Real not to lose this game, but I think that they'll win this game. I think Inter Milan have just done well to get through in the Champions League. I know this wasn't a difficult group, but Inter Milan have had a wretched record in Europe, particularly when they were managed by Antonio Conte. They didn't do well in the Champions League, but here they are. They're in a position where they're already through. If they win it, they can steal the group from Real Madrid. I don't think that will happen. Well, hopefully it won't happen. In fact, I see Real Madrid winning the game, and I would be taking them on the money line in this one. That concludes Tuesday's action as we move across to Wednesday's games. And we begin with one of the 5:45 kickoffs where Juve are at home to Malmo. Now, Juve can still win the group despite the fact they damaged their head-to-head record by losing to Chelsea last time out by a bigger score than they beat Chelsea. This puts Chelsea in pole position to win the group. But if Juve win this game and Chelsea drop points, and bearing in mind Chelsea have a more difficult game, they're travelling to Zenit St. Petersburg and they're out of form at the moment, they've had a little bit of a dip in form, then Juve can still win the group despite Chelsea's win at Stamford Bridge. Juve are the 1-7 favourites to beat Malmo. It's 13-2 on a draw and it's 18-1 on Malmo. I have this selection in here and not the Chelsea game because I really don't trust Chelsea at the moment from what I saw at the weekend. Conceding 3 goals really cast doubts over what has been such a solid defence since Thomas Tuchel took over. Now, they really should just bounce back and get the win against Zenit. But I'm preferring to take action here in this game between Juve and Malmo. That's because I'm certain that Juve will win it. And I'm certain they'll win it with a clean sheet as well. Therefore, getting Juve to win to nil here at the price of 10-11 minus 110 really does appeal to me in this spot. Malmo are already eliminated. They can't even get through to the Europa League. They've lost 4 of their 5 Champions League group games, scoring just 1 goal in that game. That was last time out. And they've conceded 13. Juve thrashed this team 3-0 away from home on match day 1, scoring all the goals before the break and then taking their foot off the gas. And Juve have beaten Malmo to nil in all 3 of their previous Champions League meetings. Nothing changes here. This is a very strong play. I'm taking Juve to win this game to nil, and that's available at 10-11 minus 110 here in this one. Up next, we look at this game in Man United's group between Atalanta and Villarreal, where Atalanta are the 4-5 favourites. It's 3-1 on the draw and it's 10-3 on Villarreal. This is a must win game for Atalanta. If they don't win this game, if Villarreal avoid a defeat, then Villarreal will go through. So likewise, it is a must not lose game here for Villarreal. I think there'll be goals in this game. This group has been full of goals and drama, but in the end, I see Atalanta getting the result that they need and going through to the next round of the Champions League and being a dangerous opponent once they're there. 4 of Atalanta's 5 Champions League games have featured over 2.5 goals, while 11 of their 14 matches have featured over 3.5 goals. So big value on over 3.5 goals in this game as well. Atalanta have won their last 5 Serie A games, going unbeaten in 9 in the league. Their only loss in Europe was a manic 3-2 defeat to Manchester United, where Man United came from behind. So they could go out here with just one defeat in the group. Villarreal have won just one of the last seven La Liga games, keeping just one clean sheet. So I like Atalanta to get it done. Atalanta would have been in a stronger position had they held on to that point against Young Boys. Now they're in a must-win situation where they need to turn up in this spot and beat a Villarreal team who are difficult to beat. Villarreal, of course, won the Europa League last season, but I think they'll be back there to defend it off the back of losing this game against Atalanta. Look at the statistical data we just read through. One team is in very hot form and one team is just coasting along at the moment. I'm going to go for the hot team here at home at the price of 4-5, and feel free to tack on goals in this one, whether it be over 2.5 goals overall or both teams to score. I think they'll all come through for you, with Atalanta coming out as the winners in a high scoring, entertaining game, consistent with everything we've seen so far in this group. As I said, the Man United game will be covered over on BetMUFC. Not only will we be looking at the Man United game, we're looking back at Man United's performance at the weekend, looking at how things will move forward with Ralph Rangnick, and of course, we'll be looking at if Man United can win the Champions League, and if not, who. So you're getting a little bit of the mini Champions League futures preview as we look ahead to the draw as well next Monday, with Man United already through as the group winners. The final loose end to tie up here, and it coincides with what we're giving out here as the lock, is we're going to look at two games here where Bayern Munich are hosting Barcelona and Benfica are hosting Dynamo Kiev. Now, this is a somewhat complicated situation given the group format in the Champions League, where head-to-head records count ahead of goal difference. Now, Barcelona look like they're in a good position. If you look at the group and not know the rules, you can think Barcelona can go away to Bayern Munich. They can just get 1 point and that will put them 3 points clear of Benfica, and they'll be playing a weakened Bayern Munich team. All of these things are true. However, if Barcelona do get that point and Benfica win, the head-to-head record of Benfica, the fact that they've drawn 0-0 at the Nou Camp and destroyed Barcelona 3-0 at home, will give Benfica the edge if they win the game and Barcelona draw. So therefore, this is a must-win game for Barcelona. They must win against a team that wants to destroy them 8-1 in the Champions League. They must win away to them, despite the fact that they have weakened play. They will have a weakened team out there. It's still going to be a monumental effort, given the fact that Barcelona are nowhere near the same side they were when Messi played. As for the Benfica game, I think it's almost a guarantee that they win that game. Therefore, all the pressure will be on Barcelona. The one question is, when you're making a play here, is can Barcelona beat a Bayern Munich team with many players rested in their current state? My answer to that question would be no. I don't think that Bayern Munich are going to massively rotate here anyway. I think we'll see some of the players, some of the key players playing. I think there'll be a sense of pride here where they don't want to lose in front of their home supporters, and they have an opportunity to wrap the group up with 6 wins out of 6 and a 100% record. I don't think that will matter to them too much. But I just don't see Barcelona winning this game. They look shy of goals at the moment. Even with Xavi taking over, they still look like they can't really adjust to the style of play. He wants to play possession-based football and tiki-taka, something which some managers find dated, but this is the way Xavi's going to come in and play. It's seen as the Barcelona way, but at the moment, it hasn't led to a string of positive results. It didn't lead to Barcelona beating Benfica last time out at a Nou Camp in what has proven to be a must-win game. They ended up playing out a 0-0 draw, which has put them in this difficult position they find themselves in right now. For me, personally, I don't see this Barcelona team going to Bayern Munich and beating Bayern Munich, even if it is the Bayern Munich B team. I do think Bayern Munich will put some of their starters out in this game. I cannot see it being full rotation. I think it will be disrespectful for the competition, and Bayern Munich are a very well-run club. They won't do this. They won't just come out and put out a group of kids that end up getting beaten and disrespect the competition and disrespect Benfica like that as well. So I think we'll see some of the players. Obviously, we won't see all of the players, but I think the players out there will be better than the type of La Liga teams that Barcelona have been struggling in. They've just coming off the back of a home defeat against Real Betis at the weekend, so they are not in good stead. They really needed to beat Benfica at home. That's the result that's put them in this position. For me, it's an absolute no-brainer that Benfica will end up beating Dynamo Kiev at home. I actually think there's value on them to win that game at home at the price of 1-3. I actually think there's value there at 1-3. I will be definitely looking at that game as a potential parlay piece for this match day six slate. But overall, I think Barcelona won't go through. Therefore, my lock on the show will be for Benfica to qualify. That one is available at 3-4. You can find that as a futures bet. It should still be available quite widely. To qualify, yes. To qualify, no. And I'm going to go for Benfica, yes. Likewise, you can bet it by going Barcelona, no. Barcelona not to qualify for the next round of the Champions League. If your book really is that bad and you cannot find that, then take Bayern Munich on the double chance market. Should be available around minus 400. And parlay that with Benfica at minus 300 to win their game. That's another way to play it, because ultimately that's what you need. I just prefer to keep it nice and simple by locating the actual future of Barcelona to qualify, no, or Benfica to qualify, yes. And as I said, that should be available at around 3-4. Play up to 4-6, minus 150. I don't think there's any way Barcelona go through. And that is your lock here on this show. So that is your last lock in the Champions League for 2021. However, it won't be your last Champions League show. I said at the top of the show that will be the last time you hear the Champions League music in 2021. That was actually incorrect. I am going to do an immediate reaction after the draw. So there's going to be an immediate reaction show after the draw next Monday. I found that out whilst I was actually recording this show. So I'm going to be doing that show as soon as the group is made and we see the last 16 draw. You'll get an immediate reaction show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, and therefore that will be the final show. So we've looked at all the key games. If you want a breakdown of every single game, head over to lockbetting.com. That's where we put out an individual podcast for all of Tuesday's games, and there'll be a Tuesday lock. It will be different to any lock you've got on this show. There will also be a coverage of all of Wednesday's games on a Wednesday podcast, and you'll get an individual lock for Wednesday as well. So not only will you get this lock on Barcelona not to qualify, you'll get an individual lock for Tuesday and an individual lock for Wednesday as well. And over on Thursday, we do the Europa League show as well. The Europa League show copies the format of the international shows you get here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast and the European show, which is an exclusive show to lockbetting.com. If you're listening to us for the first time, you've never heard what happens with those shows. We take a big selection of games. So with the European show, we look all around Europe and we narrow it down to 6 to 8 games we want to look at, 6 to 8 games we really like the look of. We do the same with international shows when we have a big international international slate and some of the games are pretty meaningless. We cover just 6 to 8 games here. It's kind of like getting 6 to 8 premium picks already when I'm looking at that big selection of games and narrowing it down. And that's what we do with the Europa League show over at lockbetting.com. It's the final match day in Europa League as well, match day 6. And to get that Europa League show and all my additional content, head over to lockbetting.com. As I said, that's where you'll get full coverage of the Champions League, where we cover every single game for Tuesday, every single game for Wednesday, the Europa League as well, and get locks on all 3 of those days. That's it for me. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.